me shut. Then she sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
You take it on the road. Crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
She got
more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
Take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
'90s and more. 105.7.
I just moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Before you go, 'cause I'm not planning on going.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?
Reply.
get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the September 10th presidential debate, former President Trump claimed that Democrats tolerated illegal immigration so non-citizens would fraudulently vote. Such claims might rile up the GOP base, but they are patently false. The narrative of voting by non-citizen immigrants has been around for years, but pushed recently by former Trump election lawyer Cleta Mitchell. Mitchell alleges that because states issue driver's licenses to non-citizens and IDs are required to vote, this translates to massive voter fraud. It's not true. Non-citizen voting for state and federal elections has been illegal since the early 1900s. To register in almost all states, a birth certificate, naturalization certificate, or passport is required, and non-citizens registering are subject to fines, prison, or deportation. The Brennan Center for Justice recently wrote, "Would you risk everything, your freedom, your life in the United States, your ability to be near your family, just to cast a single ballot?" The Brennan Center's 2016 research of 42 jurisdictions which processed 23.5 million votes found only 30 suspected cases. And investigations typically find clerical mistakes responsible, not intentional fraud. A study review by the conservative Cato Institute concluded there is no good evidence that non-citizens voted illegally in large enough numbers to actually shift the outcome of elections. We've linked the research at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is launching a new tool they hope will help them solve crimes more efficiently. According to a press release, the new tool will allow residents to register their security cameras with the Sheriff's Department, allowing them to contact residents who may have recorded evidence of a crime quickly. Residents and business owners who are interested in registering their security cameras can visit cityprotect.com and select the Barron County Sheriff's Department from their list of agencies. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals has ruled that the teenager charged in the 2022 death of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried in adult court. The decision was originally made by a Chippewa County judge, and a three-judge panel in the Court of Appeals ruled to uphold that decision due to the seriousness of the offense. Their ruling states that the defense failed to show that a reversal waiver would not depreciate the seriousness of the offenses. The now 16-year-old suspect is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
CFW.
No strangers to
'90s and more.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
This love has taken its toll on me.
105.7 CFW.
Collect your records. Fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Alex Clark, head from the start.